This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said comprehensive strategic partnership between India and ASEAN is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development. He said even in this era of uncertainties, their partnership has witnessed sustained progress. Mr. Modi made the remarks while virtually addressing the 22nd ASEAN-India summit, which is being held at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
ASEAN Bharat ki Ek East policy ka mukhya stambh hai. Bharat sadaiv आसियान सेंट्रलिटी और इंडो पैसिफिक पर आसियान के आउटलुक का पूर्ण समर्थन करता रहा है. अनिश्चितताओं के इस दौर में भी भारत आसियान कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप में सतत प्रगति हुई है और हमारी ये मजबूत साझेदारी वैश्विक स्थिरता और विकास का सशक्त आधार बनकर उभर रही है.
The Prime Minister said 21st century belongs to India and Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. On the occasion, Mr. Modi declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of the Maritime Cooperation. Mr. Modi also welcomed Timor-Leste as the newest member of the ASEAN as the country became the 11th member of the grouping. Earlier in the day, the 47th ASEAN Summit and related summits got underway at Kuala Lumpur under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met several world leaders on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit. The External Affairs Minister will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the growing enthusiasm among people for the GST Bajrat Utsav, a festival of savings launched to coincide with the festive season. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi noted the remarkable surge in the purchase of indigenous products across markets during this festive season. Speaking during his monthly radio address, the Prime Minister lauded the resilient spirit of citizens of the country this festive season. He said Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride and highlighted how lamps of joy illuminated even those regions once overshadowed by Maoist terror. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the recent celebrations of Diwali and the ongoing devotion of Chhath Puja, which unite millions of people across Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began yesterday with the ritual of Nahai Khai. Extending wishes to people on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, Mahaparv of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the swearing-in ceremony of the new President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamani. Mr. Radhakrishnan, who is on a two-day visit to Seychelles, also met the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam, in Seychelles. During the meeting, they reflected on the strong and enduring bonds rooted in shared history and culture between both countries. They also discussed ways to further strengthen India-Mauritius bilateral relations. The Election Commission has issued an advisory to all media platforms and broadcasters for the prohibition of display of election matters in 48-hour silence period and exit poll during the upcoming Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections. The Commission said that TV, radio channels and cable networks should ensure that the content of the programs disseminated by them during the 48-hour silence period do not contain any material that may be construed as promoting the prospect of any particular party or candidate or influencing the result of the election. Election campaigning for the first and second phases of the Bihar Assembly elections is underway in full swing. Today, leaders of BJP and NDA strongly reacted to opposition's criticism of the Waqf Act during the election campaign led by Rashtriya Janata Dal or RJD. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 120 runs, India were 57 for no loss in 8.4 overs against Bangladesh at the DY Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in and the rain stops the play. Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 will announce today, the country's highest recognition for outstanding and inspiring contributions in science, technology and innovation. India's renowned astrophysicist and science communicator, Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar, will be given the Vigyan Rat Award posthumously. And that is the end of this news bulletin.